This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Glengarry Glen Ross, The Wolf of Wall Street, The Social Network, Mad Men. It's easy to tick off movies and TV shows with businessmen as their central characters. Harder to come up with examples of Hollywood stories about business women. Enter Netflix's show Girl Boss. It's based on the story of Sophia Amoruso and her vintage clothing company, Nasty Gal. In it, the main character develops her business skills.
In just 14 months, Nasty Gal has gone from nothing to one of the most successful eBay stores operating today. As you can see here, we have low, stable operating costs combined with an expected increase in cash flow. Our profits will rise every month.
But she's also not very likable. Dr. Joanne Clark Dillman is from the University of Washington, Tacoma. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What do you make of Girl Boss, the way it portrays female entrepreneurship?
Well, it's, you know, if you stop at the first episode or two, you might find her to be a little bit, you know, she's a little bit whiny.
She's a lot
very
whiny,
self-absorbed.
Maybe.
Yes, yes. She seems to not really understand how to interact with other people. And so I think that if you stop there, you probably will miss, you know, what makes her so compelling a character, which is that the story arc, the path of the series is to show how she grows by growing her business. In that sense, I thought she did resonate with Steve Jobs. I mean, she finds a way to play to her strengths by accessing vintage clothing and making, you know, piece by piece, making a market for herself through eBay, which I think makes her unique.
What stories would you like to see, or what depictions of women entrepreneurs would you like to see in the future?
Well, what's surprising, you know, in even trying to think about this is that there really don't seem to be a whole lot of them. I mean, what I would like, I mean, I'm supposing you're familiar with Mildred Pierce from 1945, which is, you know, really a cautionary tale, or it's used as a cautionary tale of what happens to women when they start out in business. But the truth is, she's marvelous. She loves her job. She's great at it. She's a totally fantastic businesswoman. But then she has to fall. And so what we're supposed to notice is that, see, she really should never have done it. Are these shows saying that women really can't have it all? If you want to be a strong businesswoman, you lose something. You know, that's something. It would be really nice to see someone put those together in a positive way. I'm sure those women are out there as role models.
Why do you think there are so few movies and shows that focus on businesswomen?
That's a great question. I mean, it's a really great question. And we know there should be plenty of successful women out there who would be considered role models, or within Hollywood itself, which, you know, women have made great strides. I mean, I was very surprised to see that about 40% of women are producers, just not in the creative end. So perhaps women directing more of these films, or producing or bringing through the pipeline more stories about entrepreneurial women would make the difference.
If you were to put together a little summer viewing list for us featuring strong business women, what would be on that list?
Well, you know, that's, I mean, I think they'd have to be comedies. They would have to be Baby Boom or Waitress. I mean, many women that I know love Chocolat with Juliette Binoche. You know, I would say watch Coco Before Chanel, and you can see how much she had to work, how hard she worked to make her business and to you know, stay authentic as Sophia Amoruso did. I enjoyed Girl Boss.
Dr. Joanne Clark Dillman from the University of Washington, Tacoma. Thanks so much.
Sure. Bye-bye.